remember if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Unless maybe you went to some of the places that my guest today, Bjorn Kollerud, economist working for RDN, Robert D. Niehaus, Santa Barbara-based economic housing market analysis company. And that's our discussion. He's been traveling extensively, South Korea, Oklahoma, Georgia, Montana, Florida, Mississippi, Washington, Alaska, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Alabama. So let's talk about some general trends that you studied and found, starting with vacancy rates.
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, we've been seeing this, you know, abnormally low vacancy rates throughout pretty much everywhere I've been this year. It's been such a tight market, and, you know, it's interesting because it just felt like everywhere was almost in a crisis mode where it was so hard to find places to live. You know, we would take surveys of apartments and property managers to see how many available units were out there. In some places, we couldn't even find any that were for rent in some more rural places. So, you know, I think we have this similar trend going on in Santa Barbara here. So this is obviously with respect to the rental market, but they're, you know, related to each other. But we've been seeing really low vacancy rates. Now, the one caveat to that is that, you know, we've been seeing it kind of soften up a little bit lately, ever since kind of the Fed started raising interest rates again. Things have seemed to have peaked and are starting to go in the other direction. I'm not sure if you've been seeing that here in Santa Barbara at all with the real estate market. I've been hearing a little bit about it anecdotally of maybe some properties staying on the market a little bit longer than normal.
You know, I wouldn't go as far as to say that I've seen some trend. I've seen some sellers and prices come on, and maybe within, you know, a week, 2 weeks, little price adjustment, a little, and then it sells. So maybe, you know, wouldn't say prices are going down. Year to date, I was just doing the median price, and it's still significantly higher than last year, up 16.6% in the median price. But, you know, we do have a lot of higher price home selling. So our inventory is so low. I mean, we have interestingly, we have 147 single family homes to look at the end of the 38th week of the year. And last year it was 127. So you go, oh, that's good. That's better. Well, not really, because, you know, usually it's in the 400s. At least in the mid 300s, or then going back in years, 500, 600s. So 147, we have no inventory. And, you know, the property comes on the market without anything unusual. And it's, you know, they're still selling. And I can attest that I just missed out on a sale because there were two other offers, and one offered $200,000 over asking.
Wow.
But it was a big time $4.5 million price point. Now, maybe 9 months ago, there would have been nine offers instead of only three.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a wild time. We've definitely been seeing that in the sales market and the places that we've been going to. It's especially in these kind of more rural places, it was, you know, unheard of for people to be offering over asking price. And a lot of these places were getting, you know, 10, 20 offers within a day, all over asking price. So it's been a wild stretch of time, certainly.
Okay, so now when you have the statement about the low vacancy rates, that was more specifically towards rentals?
Well, yeah, so the focus of our studies is rentals because we're looking in the rental market with respect to like personnel stationing. So, you know, the purpose of our studies is to estimate how many personnel would be renting in unsuitable conditions, you know, if they'd have to be paying too much or if they'd be living in, you know, poor quality housing or too far away from the installation within the five-year planning period. So the focus is on the rental markets, but as part of this, you know, we're also talking to realtors about the sales market because obviously they're so intertwined. And one big thing that we've been realizing or noticing lately is, you know, they're so intertwined that a lot of these people who are renting out homes, who are landlords, they decided to cash in on the high market prices and sell their unit. So that's, you know, puts even more pressure on the rental market because there's less units available for rent. So then, you know, that reduces the vacancy rate even further, and then prices go up even more because there's more competition for fewer units.
Yeah, good point. I wish I knew how many landlords in Santa Barbara did that. I mean, periodically you do see an agent sending out a need, you know, great tenants, you know, houses being sold, you know, need to relocate. But I don't have any sense of how many, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, the rental market is so tight in Santa Barbara and the rental prices have gone up. So, yeah, but that's a good point. So you did find that. You did find mm-hmm. that. What did you find about who is buying? I know you had mentioned something about corporate buyers.
Yeah, so we've had kind of two main types of like, I'd say, new buyers in the market, or, you know, relatively new buyers in the market. The first would be, like we discussed earlier, kind of folks moving to the area from out of town. That's either driven by, you know, local jobs or the potential for remote work, which is a big one. So people kind of moving to low-cost areas so they can work from wherever and then live in a cheaper place. But the second thing that we've been seeing a lot lately has been this introduction of corporate investors into the residential market. So there's been a lot of corporate investors buying homes and then renting them out. So I'm looking at an article from Slate that I sent you. This was back in 2021, but the statistic there was that that corporate investors had bought 15% of the homes in the U.S. first quarter of 2021, which is pretty wild. When I was on a site visit last week, one of the realtors told me that he estimated that up to 25% of the homes in that area had been purchased by corporate investors. So there's this, you know, kind of big introduction of them into the market, and obviously they have more money to spend, so it's pricing out a lot of people. I don't know, have you been seeing this at all in Santa Barbara?
You know, I can't say. I can't comment on it. I don't know, and I don't know who to ask. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you bring it up, because it's kind of the opposite of, on the one hand, landlords cashing in to sell, and then you're thinking, oh, then, you know, then somebody's going to buy it and live in it. But maybe they end up selling to a corporate buyer and it stays as a rental. Mm-hmm. Would love to know how many single family rental homes sold this year to owner occupied buyers, or perhaps to a corporate buyer.
Yeah, that'd be so interesting. That'd be a great study if someone could release that. That'd
yeah.
be great information.
Well, Richard's got a lot of money. Maybe he'll hire your company to
there we go.
To do that. My guest is Bjorn Kollerud. He's an economist working for Santa Barbara based RDN. So yeah, it's a you know, it's a free market. Anyone can buy anything. I know, but it gets kind of tough. It's kind of like Santa Barbara was discovered, and you were talking about earlier with the relocation of COVID, influx to rural areas, and people, you know, coming in, and I guess that's been happening. A lot of people leaving California, going to Texas, going to Idaho. And but then everyone in California seems to have discovered Santa Barbara. And I used to joke that we were the Nordstrom Rack, comparing us to Northern California and the Beverly Hills areas. And, you know, we might still be a little less than those areas. But, boy, they just drove our median price through the roof.
Yeah, it's been, you know, some crazy increases. It's interesting too, because at least in Santa Barbara, it's always been like a desirable place to live, you know, geographically, and you know, it's so beautiful and the weather's so great. So I think, you know, we're somewhat used to people like wanting to move here. So it's been interesting visiting some places where there was never that like really initial desire, and then all of a sudden, you know, kind of COVID happened, and then people started flocking to these places in rural areas in cheaper states, and you know, they're really surprised and having a hard time catching up with that.
When you do all this traveling, I don't know how long you've lived in Santa Barbara and you've got a great job and a great company. When you travel, do you ever think, oh, I could live here?
Not relative to Santa Barbara, no. I mean, I've lived here since 2010, and I mean, I have not found a better place in the world so far. Looking as hard as I can, obviously, but nowhere seems to compare. It's such an amazing place. So, you know, it's really nice to get to go to all these places, and we spend like a week there at a time, so it's a really good amount of time to get to see a place And we're working there too, so you feel a little bit like more integrated into the community than you would if you were just passing through as a tourist. You're kind of interacting with people who are working, who are on the clock, and who live there and have been there for a long time. So it's a great way to see these places, and I'm really grateful for that experience. But I'm certainly not looking to leave Santa Barbara anytime soon. It's just such a wonderful place. We're so fortunate to be able to live here.
It's so true. And your job is very unique. I mean, a guy working for IBM or a corporation, they go to a town maybe for a business function, and they're just kind of in the hotel, and they're not there to interact. You know, you're kind of like going in there as a gold miner, you know, panning for gold. You're just kind of coming in and interacting and trying to glean the locality and define it and analyze it. So it's a very interesting job. I'm sure you love it. What kind of trends, anything that's happened in the last few months, have you seen anything change?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is just kind of that softening I mentioned earlier. I think we've been seeing it, you know, both in the rentals and the sales market, especially my last site visit was last week, and it was right when the Fed had announced that kind of bigger rate increase. So at that point, a lot of the realtors were concerned that things were slowing down a lot. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out over the next few months, because it was just, you know, for so long, for like, you know, a year straight, it was just kept going up and up and up with kind of no end in sight. And then this has been the first time where it's soft. And, we kind of alluded to this earlier. You mentioned that it hasn't changed, hasn't started going down or anything, which is probably true for most of the places I've been also.
Price-wise.
But you can feel, at least in other locations, you can start to kind of feel that things are softening a little bit. They're talking about a little bit more time on the market. The vacancy rates that we've been seeing have been a little bit higher than average relative to the last, year or so, over the last few months. So things are starting to dampen a little bit, and we'll see how much of an effect the rate increases are going to have, because it doesn't look like they're going to stop anytime soon.
Well, I could see, so many of our transactions here in Santa Barbara are cash, but, higher interest rates you could maybe cite as a reason for what you just mentioned in these other areas, softening on some prices. And, I imagine eventually it's going to come to Santa Barbara. But I wonder why. To what would you attribute any softening in the rental market?
I think it's tied into the sales market too. So if there's less of this, it felt like almost a gold mine where people were trying to sell their properties, right? Like we were just talking about how people were getting all these crazy offers way over asking price. I think a lot of people who were renting out before, they kind of saw it as like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So they sold their units. So now I think there's a little bit less of that. I think people are maybe getting kind of like tightening the belt a little bit, so to speak, kind of getting ready for another recession. So it doesn't seem like there's as much, activity and volatility. So there's kind of just less movement. So it seems like there's less of that, pressure on the rental market that's just taking away units.
Right. And as I mentioned in Santa Barbara, a big slowdown in the number of sales. I almost hate to compare it to last year because it was so extraordinarily high. But even looking back to 2015 on the number of sales per week, this year we're at 18.68, and these other past years, not counting last year's, 28.34 sales per week. I mean, look at that difference. But that's not fair to compare it. But the other years, 22, 21, 20, 22, 21, 22.6. So we're below those other years. Basically, we have, virtually no inventory, and the under $1 million market has virtually disappeared.
Yeah, it certainly seems a bit more insulated here. You mentioned that there's that kind of higher prevalence of cash offers here, and I think we've also historically had such a shortage here. It's always been such a desirable place to live that I think you're right. It seems like it might be these changes in trends might be probably less extreme here in Santa Barbara than they will be in other parts of the country that were changing so dramatically.
Yes, and you know, in the news now, I don't know if you deal with this in places you visited, in terms of vacation rentals, Airbnb, it's become really popular here in Santa Barbara, and that's taken away a lot of the rental market, which puts more pressure. Have you seen that elsewhere?
Yeah, I see it in a few places. Most of the places we're going to aren't you know, top vacation destinations. A lot of them are more rural areas. But in the places that are vacation destinations, in, like, for example, Florida, there's definitely a concern about that, too, that's pricing folks out. And, that's a huge problem here in town. I think it's making it much more difficult to find a rental because, you know, you can get so much money for those Airbnbs over a month. If you're charging that nightly rate, they're going to get so much more than they would to a tenant.
Right. It's coming to a head now in Santa Barbara, I think, on September 27th here, 2022. The city council is going to be meeting, and they're trying to grapple with this vacation rental. And they define it as under 30 days, which is virtually not allowed anywhere. And but yet, if you go online, you think it was legal and it's allowed in every block because the people are advertising. So there, it's a real catch 22, private property rights versus, you know, and then this whole Picasso thing has been in an uproar lately where they're selling, you know, they're claiming it's not timeshares, but we've had a few sales here in Santa Barbara. But again, like you said, you weren't primarily in those kind of destination markets.
Yeah, it's definitely an intricacy of the market here. And, you know, that's what's so interesting about getting to do the work that we do is that, you know, kind of everywhere you go, there's kind of something like that where, you know, for Santa Barbara, it's such an important part of the market. So you really have to understand that component of it to understand the greater market. So it's always, you know, really intellectually stimulating to get to go to somewhere and figure out kind of, you know, what is the main thing that's driving the sales and the rental markets in this region and apply that to this kind of greater methodology that we do.
Okay. Well, Bjorn Kollerud has been my guest today. He's an economist working for RDN, Robert D. Niehaus. I assume your website, I mean, you're not dealing generally with the public. You have corporate clients, so it's not as if you have anything on your website that people can check out.
Yeah, you can check it out. We have a website, okay. rdniehaus.com. That's rdniehaus.com, and you can learn a little bit more about the different projects we have. You know, we focus today on kind of our housing market projects. We do have, like, economic impact analysis projects and quite a bit of other stuff as well. So there's definitely stuff you can check out there.
Okay, Google RDN Santa Barbara, and you'll find them. Bjorn Kollerud, always great to talk to you. Thanks for calling in.
Likewise, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're so welcome. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.